City Council meeting for December 8th, 2020, 6:30 regular meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone here. We'll start off with a pledge allegiance led by Justin and an opening prayer by Kevin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before thee this night and we give thee thanks, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to have a city council and to have a city government and a city administration and city crews who keep the lights on and keep the water running. Heavenly Father, as we look around our community and our valley, we are grateful for so many things and we express gratitude for them. Father, we also think of the things that we're challenged with. Our valley is dry and we need the moisture so desperately. So we'd offer a special blessing on behalf of our community and our area, our county, that we might receive the moisture that we need to sustain our communities and our valley. Father, we as a city council and administration ask thy spirit to be with us, that the decisions we make will be those that will be fair and that will bless our community with the decisions that we make. And we therefore ask for thy spirit to guide us and direct us. We ask thee to bless those who work for the city, who are out in the trenches and are doing the work and sometimes dangerous, that they'll be protected and watched over and be able to accomplish the things that they know and desire to be done. So Father, we ask you to be with us with these blessings this night and do so with a grateful heart. Do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I have a roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
And Dale.
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of minutes of the November 10th, 2020 regular city council meeting held at 6:30.
I wasn't here for that one.
The only correction I need to do to make audit is on page 46. This is a little bit of that. Gibson. Mr. Gibson.
Dixon.
Page 46, what at?
It's fire department.
Yeah, the fire department, the secretary. His name is Joel Dixon.
Oh.
Instead of Gibson.
Trust you to recognize that.
I didn't think it sounded right when I typed it in. I'm like, I don't know if it'd be employed by that name, but okay.
Put it on the mask.
Yes.
You couldn't do it.
Yes.
Did he get a critical?
No.
Not yet. He called me yesterday on it. So it should be good.
He did get all of the paperwork besides that.
Yeah. No, that's not.
On the attendance, I'll give it to him. We filled a police officer position at some life.
Who did? Dan Swap. Benjamin Swap.
Benjamin Swap?
Swap.
Oh, Swap. That's right, that's right. I remember that.
Senior's been out for a while too, so.
Yes.
Who's his parents?
He's the Swap from Fairview, originally.
Is he one of the brothers, the
That's where all that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What is the president's dad's name?
Yeah, I can't remember the dad's name.
They must have had a pretty good family forever.
I know.
He's a pretty good sized man.
Do you think, do you want the younger ones out?
He's 43.
He's kind of even just a little bit down, office from our.
So he used to work, he worked at the coal mine, done a few other jobs trying to get things and. We need to have him come and introduce himself.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll try and get him to come next time.
Well, I know the family, it's, all brothers, good guys.
Yeah, I'll try and get him to come next to city council.
My first impression, he's gonna be a good one. Think he's gonna be good for the city and.
Yeah.
Just carries himself so well and everything, he just, I met him out in Africa.
Mal, you're in for motion?
I am.
I'll make a motion, we accept the minutes of the, November 10th, sit regular city council meeting, held at 6:30, has, been corrected.
Second.
Okay, I have the motion by Tim and the seconded by Justin to accept the minutes of the November 10th, 2020, regular city council meeting held at 6:30 with the correction of the one name. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is the November 24th, 2020, regular city council meeting held at 6:30. Did you get the flowers ordered? Seeing that here in the minutes. What's that?
I just say, it looks good in my hand.
Someone wanna make a motion?
Make a motion, accept minutes, November 24th, 2020, 6:30.
Second motion. Aye, Sam.
Okay, I have the motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi to accept the minutes of the November 24th, 2020, regular city council meeting. Held at 6:30 PM. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is the transaction register.
So you can add that into up two in there. We have October because of October. I accidentally hit on the RDA apartment, so we need to, and that was a question of the account because I had accidentally set them on there, so we need to redo that one.
Okay.
And then you've got November's.
Okay, so let's, should we do the October 1st then? Do the
10/1/2020 to 10/31?
Yes. We'll do the transaction from 10/1 to 10/31/2020 first.
What was it you added against the mail?
I had another one for a meeting. It had the RDA apartment adjustments, and that didn't need to come to council because it's RDA.
Oh, it was like a rent or something, wasn't
there
it?
There were three or four that were rent, so then when I take those off, it adjusts the amount of the register so we can redo it.
Okay, so we'll do that.
So I'll make the motion we approve the transaction register for October 1st to the 31st of 2020 in the amount of $58,848.48. Is that it? I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin, second by Kevin, to accept the transaction register dated 10/1/2020 to 10/31/2020 in the dollar amount of a negative $58,848.48. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Redpoint?
Yes.
Grumpy?
Yes.
Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, so next one will be the transaction register dated 11/1 to 11/30 in the dollar amount of $695.43.
Question on that one, what, this is money that we pay back from, like, the Nolan Voice out there for a shut-off fee, why do we pay it back? It's the third one down to $40. Normally, we should go back and reshut our power off, water off, we charge them a fee. I'm just curious if we didn't shut it off or change his mind.
Is it showing a negative 40 or just a regular 40?
It shows 40, so.
So that is, he was charged $40.
He was charged.
I noticed Eugene Tidwell, disconnect fee, reconnection, disconnect.
He's a snowbird, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shuts his off every winter.
Well, I knew he lived in town, and I was just hoping something hadn't happened to him.
Nope, he went south of the border.
Going south.
What is the Open Country Animal Services? That's the new vet. Oh, is that the new, is that the company vet out there?
So they have, it's the same people, but they have a small animal clinic and a lot of animal clinics.
So it's not the same people out anymore?
Same thing, just they have a, just a different.
I think the big one's still the same people, then the new one's the littler animals.
Veterinary clinic, yeah.
Yeah.
Same people, just a small animal place and a big animal.
I got you.
Is this Frank Winward, is he Elmo Winward's son?
Yes.
Yes.
Where does he live?
Up in the subdivision, up around.
He's taking care of the farm now.
That first one, Zach.
Yep.
He's up there in the Spencer's a little. So are we getting caught up any on the meter credits? We were having issues with.
Yeah.
Does it seem like it's tapered down a little?
What about that? When I'm down to 100, being caught up. What, everything's written down?
Awesome.
Well, I must say, this register looks a lot better this month than last month. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'll make a motion, we accept the transition register dated 11/1/2020 to 11/30/2020 in the amount of $695.43.
Okay, I have a motion by Kevin and seconded by Sam to accept the transaction register dated 11/1/2020 to 11/30/2020 in the dollar amount of $695.43. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Redpoint?
Yes.
Grumpy?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is to approve the claims register dated 11/24/2020 to 12/4/2020 in the dollar amount of $260,309.80.
I'll tell you, you look at these and you see charges for 50 cents, stuff like that, and you go, I can understand why we have such a good report from the audit. 58 cents.
And it goes across all our eyes.
Yeah, last year I asked, what's his first name, Larson? He does an oddity. Kevin, do you?
Saturday?
John Saturday.
John.
John.
John. I asked him last year how our records and everything looks, and he says, you're squeaky clean.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is.
Well, he's been good to help us make sure that our handling procedures of cash and all that's been good.
Sam, seeing that Alan Curtis then reminded me, he's got like 4 boxes by the back door for the fire department.
You know if our figures ever showed up?
I don't know, because I don't know what the boxes are. I think two of them are Alan Curtis, but two of them are different things.
For sure, okay. So we're getting some patching done somewhere. On page 7, seconds, we're getting some patching, asphalt patching done.
We just finally paid them for redoing the parking lot.
The silt coating.
Oh.
Which they did a really good job on, and they actually donated quite a bit of stuff to us.
They do a good job.
That reminds me, there's a couple of spots that I've noticed, like up on 6th East, is that the new road?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that construction joint started to get cracked between there, right in the middle of the road going.
How Second South?
Well, it's all just along 6th East from Second South to South.
What is it?
Just, there's starting the crack where they, where the two, all the mats come together.
Yeah, we're gonna need to fill that.
Probably need to get either Peckin or somebody to come and look at, give us
a slurry, or to crack seal.
Yeah, crack seal. I mean, probably early spring before it gets too warm, but where those are still opened up would be the best. If you do it in the middle of summer, they're all closed, but. Anyway, there's a few places around there, out just in the park, I know there's a place to start opening up again.
Yeah, they're pretty wide out there, I know it's not yesterday.
Mainly just the new asphalt, I don't think these chip seal roads still seem cracked, or that new up there, but like, we'll just have to buy like 50 last, and I know the new HMA roads.
I know there's a bunch of openings, like down towards Rocky Mountain Filtration,
yeah,
and down that way, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably got to look out on 5th West and 3rd South, radius on the southeast radius. It's undermining. It's got a pretty good. See that there again if you call it.
Are you ready for a motion?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it looks like on the sheet metal. I noticed on the RDA. It looks like you've been getting building serviced and whatnot. I know it's an expense, but I'll tell you, it's stuff that prevents out of heat, emergency out of heat and whatnot. It certainly makes your equipment more economical. So, probably. I was unaware they were doing anything, but I just noticed that. I couldn't answer any questions, but I'm glad you get things maintained. Culver even done a little bit this past week too, didn't you?
You what?
Maintenance on furnaces.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a problem.
What was the problem?
Sometimes it creates a bad battery in the fire department.
Sam found it Thursday night for me.
It smelled awful.
Oh, sulfur.
Sulfur acid smell, that makes sense.
H2S.
Yeah.
Had this full of hills and region.
Yeah, well, Colter got everything, all the filters changed as a result, so it's a good thing.
I just had one question. On the Peckham asphalt paving.
Yes.
We did the 2 coats of crack sealing up at the fall field, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the school district owns that property.
Yes.
Yep.
They pitched in this month.
Yes. So I just want to point out that we got a good school district, we're helping them and they're helping us.
It's a one-way street.
Okay. But that's a nice, you know.
They never paid anything.
We did that for the school district, so I just want to make sure that that's correct.
So the agreement we have with them is that we do all the maintenance on that during the summer, they can come from October.
From April.
From April to October. They did the maintenance from October to April.
Okay.
But it's not used.
So do they plow it?
No.
Nobody uses it.
Do they?
No.
Having a shut down winter. So we pay the water bill, we pay the light bill, we put all the nets up, we put all,
do all the sprinkling.
All the sprinkling on.
On the grass.
All that's on us. Parking lot. I don't think it'd be a bad idea to try to renegotiate that deal with the school district.
I wonder if that would, you know, prolong the life of that crack so to have a plow, not just have that snow sitting on it.
Not necessarily. Your snow plows take off a lot of emulsion.
Shake on it, definitely have a good blade.
A good blade takes a lot of it off.
That snow shouldn't penetrate that seal anyway.
Come on now, let's reseal it.
Yeah. Shouldn't. Well, for as long as I know, the schools kind of took advantage of the city.
Well, we, what's that?
Are we ready for a motion?
$17,000 if you do it for them.
Yeah. Are you ready, Rondi?
Yeah.
Yes, we're ready.
I'll make a motion, we approve the invoice register 11/24/2020 to 12/4/2020. In the amount of $260,000. $260,309.50.
Okay, the motion by Kevin and seconded by Sam to approve the claims register, the invoice register dated 11/24/2020 to 12/4/2020 in the dollar amount of $260,000. Get my glasses on, $309.80. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay. Next, we have the, Lynn's not here tonight, so months don't feel like for him.
You're not a requisition, they're kind of out of.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
It's not.
Yeah, the power one.
The power one? All right, one more. We got requisition number 12072020726 from the power department. Let's see, who to?
Home life people.
Yeah.
No, SD Myers.
SD Myers.
SD Myers, the dollar amount of $3,636.
I do have Shane, he has joined this through Zoom, so if you have any questions, but he also did tell me that this was budgeted in. It's the testing on the oils in the transformer at the, down at the.
Substation, isn't it?
So it has to be done, it is in the budget, so.
Well, in that light, I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register, or excuse me, requisition number 12072020726 in the amount of $3,636.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin, seconded by Russ to approve requisition number 12072020726. The dollar amount of $3,636. Roll call.
Okay, Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Wolf.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes.
All right. Am I missing anything else? All right. Next is our 10-year plan, and Lynn has turned this over to Mark to present tonight.
This is supposed to read, it should read, Connie Roper, planning commission chair, they couldn't be here tonight. They asked me to represent them, because I got work to do on this, you know? So
So is this the final draft?
It's the final draft. I'll explain a couple things very quickly here. Okay, you'll see on your agenda some precise language. This language meets all the prerequisites to comply with the law to have this on the agenda, which means you will not have to pass a resolution. Now, under state law, all the public hearings have been met by the planning commission. Under state law, the city, once a document has been presented to them, the governing body may, but not shall, may hold a public hearing. Now, if you decide you want to hold a public hearing, you won't change anything in terms of legality of this, but it means you wouldn't be able to make the adoption on Tuesday, December 22nd, because the public notice has to be in the paper 10 days before that time. So the earliest you get in the paper would be the 17th, and so you'd have to do the final adoption on the 27th. If you decide to hold a public hearing, you'll have to hold a public hearing. That's your option. And in meeting with the mayor, he pointed this out. We have this language here, so you've got 2 weeks to look this final. This is the final recommendation of general plan, and you've got until December 22nd to make any revisions or amendments to it, and then get back to the mayor and consult with each other. And then if you do not want to hold a public hearing, we'd meet on December 22nd for the official adoption. Okay?
So we've got 2 weeks to look at it.
I still question whether or not we shouldn't have a public hearing just to let the public have their input on it. I think it would be good. It's not required, but I think we ought to.
Well, have they got something they can read?
We could put it online so they could look at it online, or if they wanted to come in and get a copy. I think it would be important to put it even, and I hate to put it off that long, but even put it into January and let us put it in our newsletter and everything else.
There's no rush to do this.
Yeah, there's no rush to do it, so that if somebody's got a concern, that we let them look at it and have, now that the final is prepared.
What you might want to consider, if you do decide you want to go with the public hearing and you want to move forward and get it in the paper the 17th, you might want to go ahead and set a date for that public hearing, Jeannie, so if you can work on that. It's your call. But if you wanted to do the public hearing, you disregard the December 22nd notation here, and you would make a decision, say hypothetically, to hold it on December 27th, or even into January if you want. But as long as you have the notice appeared at least 10 days before the public hearing is held.
Yeah. Basically 2 weeks, because it's 10 working days.
10 calendar days. 10 calendar days.
Calendar days.
Calendar days on this one, not the working days.
Yeah, that's calendar days. 10 calendar days before you hold the public hearing. That's in the newspaper, and then of course you get out the 2 days.
What did you say about the language being in here?
We did a lot of research on this. Theoretically, you may want to adopt the final, you might want to accept the adoption through an ordinance, but you don't have to. The language you have here meets all the legal requirements for you to move forward, review it, and then you would meet agenda notice to make the final adoption of it. And if you want to hold a public hearing, you hold a public hearing prior to the time you consider final adoption. And again, that has to be 10 calendar days before the day in the paper, 10 calendar days before you hold the public
hearing. There's no reason to have a resolution or an ordinance either one.
Okay?
There is no reason to have a resolution or an ordinance pertaining to the adoption.
It's not required. This meets that prerequisite. You can if you want to, but the reason you don't have to is because if a city amended their last general plan by putting in an updated affordable housing element, which we did, then you don't have to do an ordinance. You can just hold a public meeting, to everybody can meet, and then they can adopt it. The only thing that changed here again is if you decided for a public hearing, you wouldn't adopt it on the 22nd of December. You'd do so later, whatever you decide on. That's the final, oh, I should make one more point. There are going to be some, talked a little today quite a bit, there are a few things to clean up some, just not grammar stuff, we're going to, some of the narrative language is going to be tightened up a little bit. It doesn't change, it's that, and the maps, there's just a few small, let me rephrase that, those have been made. The only thing that might be right to do maybe is brighten the maps up a little bit. And again, the key point is, any amendments you want to make to it, revisions, you just get back to us, they'll be made, and the final document will contain all the revisions and amendments you propose. Make sense?
My proposal would be is that you guys have 2 weeks to look over it, come back with any recommendations you have, and then we set a public...
I'm all right.
A public meeting sometime in January, an open house public meeting, and then we'll adopt it afterwards. That would be my recommendation.
Might be a good idea, that way everybody can have an opportunity to respond. And then, of course, when you get into land issues, as you move forward using this plan, you've got to hold public hearings for those anyways.
Right. But at least this way we throw it out to all our citizens that they can at least have a chance to come.
It's good PR.
View it, make sure that they're in agreement, and at least we can say we went through the proper channels.
Make sense to me.
It's good PR.
Even if nobody shows up, we can still say, hey, put a public invite.
Yes, and we held the meeting.
Well, is there a problem with putting it online just so people can view the 10-year life plan?
No, I mean, there's not.
What would be the problem with putting it online and a link to it from our website just for...
I think they need exactly what you're saying, so that if they want to make, they want to read it and then come to the public hearing,
right. They've
had a chance to look at it also.
Right.
How does that whole sense of coming to a public hearing if they don't know what they're even considering?
I mean, there's a lot of documentation here.
In the past, we didn't put on one. I think it's a good idea where we have more technology. In the past, they go to the paper, the copies were here for people to come to.
Right.
When you still say that they're getting a copy here, because not everybody has internet.
But they can just come and view.
Give them both options.
Right.
They can just come and view them here, and everybody don't get a copy.
Right.
No, they can come here. We have copies here, they can come.
Right. So okay. Call that up.
And bring them back, like an interlibrary loan.
All right. So this says 2020 to 2030. Is there any different? Does it matter if we don't... like adopt it until 2021?
No, there would be no legal reason. No.
Take a year to put it together.
It's not really that.
I'll double check it, but I can't think of any legal reason.
So there's a lot of information in there. Working with planning zoning, they've been working on this for about a year.
Did they look at the land use and the zoning pretty closely throughout?
Very closely. The planning commission was heavily involved in that, and so was the mayor.
And there was no...
So there are some zoning changes they would like to do, but they didn't feel it concerned the 10-year plan, so what their recommendation was to go ahead with the 10-year plan and then start addressing some of the zoning issues as a separate issue, rather than getting it all tied up with the 10-year plan.
Because if you do the former, then there would be no end to it.
Right. You'd never get your 10-year plan done. And then start looking at some of the different zoning changes that need to be made after the 10-year plans.
And then I'll make a case by case to hold up here.
Right.
So is there any motion or anything you want to do with this?
I don't think so, because I think basically what we need to do is just have you guys look at it for the next 2 weeks.
Kind of
information tonight, and then come back in 2 weeks and we'll have it on the agenda so that if you see any changes you'd like to have made in 2 weeks, we'd make those changes and then set the date for the public hearing. So it'd be sometime in January.
Okay, I'll communicate that to Lynn and to the planning commission. We'll get a note out to all the planning commission later in just a couple of weeks.
Well, and maybe just a suggestion that earlier they get this out on the website and whatnot, gives citizens more opportunity to review it. And then, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to get a hold of one of the council members or the mayor, point something out, so it's just more eyes on it. I would value input from the community.
I can get it on there tomorrow.
I don't see, if anyone sees a problem with that, it's amazing to me sometimes people pick up that are already in the paper.
The one for the 22nd?
Yeah, okay. Well, and I noticed in here that, so we sent out a survey to every resident.
Yes.
And the results of the survey are in this document.
That's correct.
So that might be interesting for you to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you put out, you say, just make sure on the online thing, just make sure that they can understand that they can get a copy of it here too. Just for like sake, because not everybody has.
So the nice thing if we rule this into January is we can use our own newsletter, which it goes out to every bill, and we can put in that newsletter that we're ready to present the general plan. We'll have the date of the public hearing, and that the copies would be available here for them to come view, or they could view it online. And that's one thing nice to wait till January, because then we can advertise to every utility bill with that.
You can put a link on the.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm going to check two or three legal sources. I'll also consult with Kevin. If we find out that we do indeed have to adopt this before the end of 2020, then would you agree? I don't think that's going to be the case, but let's say hypothetically we do. Would you be okay of having Jeannie set the date for like the 27th, so it could be 10 days after the first appearance of paper? Only if we find out we've got to do it this year.
Yeah, only if we had to. Yep.
You got it. That would be got back.
Yeah. Yep.
Sound like a plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Like a general plan.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just being dumb.
A little humor doesn't hurt.
Lighten things up a little.
Okay, the next is discussion action on the resolution 2020-11. This is a resolution that I emailed out to you guys that Sixth County is now requiring us to adopt.
So my question's on this is that they got, I've never seen the entire mitigation plan that they have. Is it generalized for every city, or is it kind of changed individually?
Truthfully, I don't know.
That's the only thing I've seen. I've never seen what their actual plan is. I'd be curious to know what we're agreeing that we're.
It's a pretty high level plan. I mean, it looks at the county wide, but the ones I've seen do look at specific cities and some of the things that they've got going on from a high level. They don't go into a lot of detail, but I know this is necessary to get FEMA funding to have this plan.
I know about any of that. It'd be nice if they, my thoughts is in this, if they would offer it to at least council or somebody that we can go over and just look at what we're signing into. I mean, that's probably a lot of paperwork, but it'd be nice if.
Maybe online in the draft.
I was wondering if it was on the Sixth County website.
Maybe on their website or something, but anyway.
Do you want us to look to see before we adopt it?
Well, no.
Because we can hold off till next council meeting.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, but they need that in order to apply for, how did they apply for their FEMA by December 1st without this?
Or not going to be able to this year. That's what we found out.
Without this in place.
Right. They moved the deadlines up on us. They told us it was 1st of February when they moved it to.
Well, the state, if you get everything to state, it's December 1st, and the state has till January to almost February to get it to the feds. And so, because it's.
Talking to Zach today, because Dave was gone last week, and so that's part of the reason I put this on, is because Dave was gone last week when I got it.
So the only thing that, when I read this, the only thing that makes sense, the thing that here just says, whereas adoption by Mount Pleasant City demonstrates their commitment to hazard mitigation and achieving the goals outlined in the 2020.
Six county.
Well, I don't know what their goals are for. What are they goals that we are supposed to be accomplishing, I guess is what it is, isn't it? Because if we're not doing our goals, does that not bind us to this contract?
Right.
Because then they're dealing with it anyway.
I'd kind of like it explained to me in layman terms where this muttonhead can understand it all.
So there's one on their website, it's the 2015 final version. Might be up to the goal of the lab and see what, I'm sure it'll be, the new one will be very similar to that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious what they, I guess, what our commitment of what we're supposed to be
doing,
achieving the goal. Is my, that was my worst question.
Which makes sense.
I mean, I don't really know what it means or what it entails.
So.
It doesn't even look like we were on the plan last time.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't remember.
Well.
Requirements on our part as a municipality to qualify.
Septic County was, but I don't think they went up to specific communities. I think it's more of a county-wide thing. I hear what Sam's saying. Be nice to have some.
Let's wait another council meeting and we'll get more information on it then.
Is there somebody that we can?
Zach from Six County could send us more information.
Okay.
I will wait till we can get him here to explain it better to us. Is that all right?
Yeah, either way.
Okay.
Yeah, if we have time, we don't want to miss out on FEMA.
We're too late for next year anyway, so it'll be.
We got time, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. We do. When this come to me, the way I took it, we had to have it approved in December to even do anything next year, and then we found out a little bit different, so. So we'll prolong this till next one. We'll have more information.
So that, I know that messed up a lot of people that applied for brick funding because they, I know there were a few in the county that, well, it would be in six counties that were waiting for this to come out before they could apply, so now they won't be able to.
Uh-huh. Nope.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I guess we'll be ready for next year.
Yeah, for 2022. All right, next item is Shane, still solar project. Does he want to Zoom in or does he want to be on the telephone?
He's on Zoom. My only concern is I don't know how loud my computer will be if you guys will be able to hear him. But we, I can unmute him when we see.
Try and see.
Yeah, that's one.
Do we need a motion to table that or will we be able to adopt it tonight?
Just discussion action. We'll just table it till next council.
Make a motion for that.
Yeah, let's make a motion. Make it official.
I'll make a motion to the table item 8 to give us a chance to look into the mitigation plan a little bit further as a council. Start with.
All right. I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to table the resolution 2020-11, the resolution of Mount Pleasant adopting the 6 county region pre-disaster hazard mitigation plan until we get more information. Roll call, do we have to do roll call on that or just all in favor?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Now this resolution on the solar project, isn't that one that we had the public hearing on and they had the demonstration?
People. No, that's the nuclear.
No, that's Shane Miller's presentation on the solar.
I remember mentioning something about it.
We mentioned this last city council.
So that's as loud as my computer goes. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
They can hear you, Shane.
Okay, all right. I'll try to talk loud. Sorry I can't be there tonight. I've got some stuff come up. So, I had a presentation for you. If you want, I can hold off on a presentation until the next council meeting, if that works.
I'd be all for that, table it.
Or then have the EPA sign a purchase agreement and the resolution.
Well, I'm just trying to think, as per our discussion that we had with you, can you hear me, Shane?
Yeah, there you go.
As per our discussion, rather Mount Pleasant felt like it was a good move for us to make. It seems like that you felt like that it was a good idea for us to enter into this project. And you felt like that way we just had maybe a foot in the door on it. And that would maybe benefit us in the future. Correct me if my assumption is wrong with that.
No, that's right on, Kevin. We're only going to be going in on 388 kW. It's at $31 per megawatt hour, so we're going to be paying per kW. So really not too bad.
You cut out when you were saying how much you're paying per kW.
Oh, it's going to be 3 cents per kW, which is real good.
Shane.
And that 9 cents for Clint on the Horse Butte. That's our highest one.
Wait, Shane, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If we table it till next council, wasn't there a timestamp on that that you had to be agreed to get into that with the, this is the one out in Twilla, correct?
Yes, it's the one out in Twilla, yeah.
Wasn't they only giving you so much time to sign in on that?
Yes, that's why I wanted to see if we could get it through this, I actually told UNS I'd have it done after this council meeting, whether it would be yay or nay.
I think we had a considerable, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had a considerable discussion with you explaining the reasons why and the opportunities that opened up. And I think we were pretty much in agreement just from what you described that evening. I think if it would help move this project along, I think I'm prepared to approve it. Going through the holidays and trying to have one more name on his, or one more task on his hands.
Yeah. I'd still welcome a presentation, though, just to get a little bit more educated on.
Well, I think...
Did you get the... I got emails.
Yeah, I was here and I remember...
Did you get emails?
Talking about it briefly.
But if you were able to approve it, this council meeting, Shane would still come and do the presentation on it later, a little more...
Let us know what we're getting into.
Right.
I think I did.
Let's approve it with that condition.
And then that way I can show you also where the Carver Creek Power Project is going to be landing in our
portfolio.
On the portfolio?
Portfolio too. So okay. We're going to be adding the steel solar and then also the Carver Creek Power Project in 2029.
Was there a resolution for that?
Yes, there is.
It should have been right under your last resolution that you tabled.
I don't see a number on this resolution.
Yeah, there's no resolution number on it.
Right. Sorry, I wrote it on after I copied it for you, but it will be 2020-12.
2020-12?
Uh-huh.
You can see all the other...
And then you've got the blue and red. As well as there's also the schedule Molly. That
yeah.
All goes with this.
Right.
So you make a motion and ask you to read the whole thing or just this top part?
Just that
just
top
just
part.
The top, just even the top part.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2020-12. A resolution authorizing the steel solar project transaction schedule under the master firm power supply agreement with Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems and related matters.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Okay, I have the motion by Sam to accept resolution 2020-12, and seconded by Rondi, a resolution authorizing the Still Solar Project transaction scheduled under the master firm power supply agreement with Utah Associated Multiple Power Systems and related matters. Roll call.
Johnson?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
I'm Zell.
Yes.
I thought we kind of discussed this and agreed to this.
Yeah.
Before.
A couple weeks ago, he was talking about it.
All this time on next council meeting for a presentation. Perfect.
Does he have anything else he needs to present?
Because you are later on in the agenda, do you have anything else you need to talk to him about?
Okay.
Nothing else. Thanks, Shane.
Okay, thank you.
I think this is great for the residents here in Mount Pleasant, too. Their face not cold. It's mostly good. We have a lot of sources of energy to keep our power rates affordable and...
And that's a good price to get into.
People that live here now.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse. They think they can shut these coal-fired plants down? Not even.
Well, California, they come begging for coal power. When they start having their own plant.
You bet they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
They start out blackouts and then they're...
They had IPP pegged higher than they've ever had it this last summer. And yet they want to shut it down.
Yeah.
But they won't let us just pull out of the course.
That saying that you don't know what you got till it's gone, isn't it?
But this is great for the community.
It is.
Often it's nuclear power and solar power and hydroelectric power.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I think that was a big thing, as it was, they wanted that in their portfolio.
Yeah, and wind, we've got all of them in the portfolio, natural gas.
Well, I mean, you're looking at all options of power, Steve.
Yeah, it's a good solution.
Well, I'll tell you, after being up there at that meeting in Jacksonville, Wyoming, and listening to them talk about how much solar it would take to power the state of New Mexico, they'd have to cover the whole state of Texas with solar panels and batteries.
Yeah.
To power New Mexico, and then on cloudy days, they'd still have to rely on either nuclear or coal fire.
Yeah. That's the challenge with solar, is the storage.
And it's not 24/7, it's only...
No, it's not 24/7, neither's the wind.
No.
It's nuclear.
That's why I think it's great that we jump on this. It's nuclear, it's the power of the future.
Yeah, between here and I, this is probably about all we ought to invest in, this solar stuff. Because it's a good backup, but the feasibility or practicality of it is probably not going to be enough to do what anybody would need in the... In other words, if we had to rely on just the solar power, it probably wouldn't be sufficient.
Well, it doesn't match up with the demand, because...
This will help us great in the summertime.
When the sun's out, that's fine, long days, but...
This is...
A window...
Through the winter, they said there is absolutely no way.
Yeah, this will help us great with the peaks in the summertime.
I really enjoyed that meeting, boy. That was four...
Information, huh?
Information days up there, I'll tell you.
Do we have any public participation?
No.
I didn't know if there was anybody online or anything.
There is, because they haven't messaged me, so just Shane and Frank and Thompson.
Okay.
For once, I'm not the only one in agenda.
All right, next is fire department. Sam.
No, not too much going on. Other than I don't the smell of the old stink in the building now. We did have a house fire on Thanksgiving morning. I contained it. They kept it to the back bedroom, so kind of felt bad to check with them, make sure they didn't need any assistance. They had left the family out here, so they looked it up with it. Anyway, they were due to home. They bought it just 9 months ago, so. Fire started. They started a fire and got the wall behind the fireplace and
made a mess.
Was it in town here?
Yeah.
Was it just because they didn't know how to operate things?
No, the, once we pulled the stove out, got back in there, the stove, it's never been cleaned, obviously, from the previous owner, and probably, I'd say probably over 70% plugged off.
Wow, so.
It was bad way down.
That's good, didn't asphyxiate them, probably.
Yeah.
Both of you and Kevin, what would be the recommended, clean as needed, or clean how many times a year?
You gotta clean it yearly, it's gonna be a never.
Has the wood stove?
Yeah.
So, is it the new home?
No, it's an old home.
Old home?
Yeah.
Modern stove?
No.
Older stove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I think Mayor pointed out, you know, they need to be cleaned every year.
Yeah.
And wood stoves are funny, some of them sit there and never get used, and other, and that could have been the case with that one, or it was really real heavy, and then the home come up for sale, and that was just something that the previous owners neglected to do.
Yeah, the home is no matter back to it, so it's entirely heated by, it has a pellet furnace in there, but then everything else is wood stove.
Here's the problem with the older ones, is the older ones didn't put liners down the chimney. They called them slammers, they just stuck them in the hole, and it was open on the back of the insert, and the flue gases just went up the chimney, the old chimney, and they are the ones that build up, there was a lot of particulates that went up the chimney back in the old days that didn't get burned, and so it was easy for the chimneys to plug up, and then their primary reason for lots of chimney fires.
Yeah, it was just single wall coming out going into the other, so I mean, it's...
Right. I clean once a month on mine, and I always...
Well, no, yeah, probably. Yours is modern one.
they don't, well, yours is burning your own, the smokes and all that.
Right.
Burning, so it's putting off less than an older stove like that.
I'm just paranoid, so I clean once a month.
Well, the key is the new inserts require a liner. Yeah. They don't burn right if you don't have the liner down, and that prevents that buildup that you talked about. I mean, if you plug off the chimney and it's contained in the chimney, you're going to find it. You're going to know it before you have a problem.
Yeah.
But it's when it gets back, all that creosote and ash and unburned fuel gets built up back there in the back. And wood smoke is, and wood particulates are highly flammable. On the other hand, coal, ash and stuff that go, particulates that go up the chimney, it's not flammable. You can't burn it, but it plugs things off solid and it makes it a real mess to clean up. So the old homes and the ones that have that type of stove in them that don't have a liner up the chimney, they're the ones that are going to cause you the problem. And you know, this time of year, the fall of the year is the worst time of year because people are starting up their stoves and it's not cold enough to burn them hot. So they just let them idle along and that stuff even builds up more. You always see more chimney fires in the fall when they're burning them slow. And every time that siren goes off, I think, oh my gosh, I wonder who's messing up.
The only time we've had them other than that is when I've seen people try and burn their whole Christmas tree after Christmas. It's not even old. It's a fireplace all at once, the whole tree.
Oh, wow.
There are a couple of those.
Open chimney.
Yep, went. I guess nothing would surprise you, right? Nothing yet.
Wow, it's Friday, but it's scary.
I'm just glad that they didn't leave. They were planning on leaving when they were there, and it started, you know, the smoke started pouring out of the walls, and so at least they were there to catch it.
Before they left.
You know, otherwise they could have told them an outcome, but anyway. Other than that, and then the batteries, you know, but they were original batteries. And,
yeah, we got them replaced.
So, it's up and good.
What were they the batteries for?
Main engine, engine 5, our main structure rig. So,
one of your fires?
Yeah. So they have three big batteries in that truck, and one of them had overcharged. They only have a constant charge to them, keep them so that they're always ready to go. They just started off gassing and started boiling.
So it was one out here?
Yeah, so.
But somehow the vent system is, pulls everything from the fire department right into city hall, because we've had this happen before where they ran over a skunk. And now this time the lovely smell, it was great. Now when I walked in.
Pretty soon it'll be over there.
Thank heavens.
We haven't talked about this yet, go ahead and chat about that.
Anything else?
No, that's it for that, so.
Okay. We don't have anything for the power department, so Coulter, Public Works.
We're still just plugging along on address signs, we're over on 200 North today. So we're headed that direction. We were short like 50 something sign, so I went ahead and placed an order for those. And then that should be a new address sign on every intersection in town.
Those lights will be static.
Yep. They look good.
Know where he is.
We're catching up.
Guy I worked with in the temple.
Yeah. So, and then other than that.
I know, it's kind of hard way to go more than that.
Well, it just allows us to get more done.
Yeah, we're catching up on stuff that we haven't been able to do for a while.
We need the snow worse than anything, but, you know, we can't change the fact that it's not here, so we take advantage and get as much done as we can while we've got.
Well, we did finish up the sprinkler system in the cemetery. All that's left now is to tie into the main, which we're gonna do in the spring. And then the company will have to come back down, adjust all the heads once we get it hooked up and get everything running for us. It went really well, minus D section turned out to be pretty rocky. Going 2 foot down to put that sprinkler system in, they found a lot of rock. So that might be a tough section, but we're gonna go through, if we can see the rock crowning down the ground, we're gonna pull it out before we even get going.
Maybe we ought to do a little rock harvesting.
Yeah.
Make some money off of it. Have a party.
Isn't this one party planted?
No.
Started selling some rocks already. So it's gonna be hard to go in now and mine the rocks. Me and the mayor actually talked about that, and the timeline just wasn't good on it. But it might be interesting digging in deep.
You might have some fun.
Yeah.
Might be some big grave sites, huh?
Have to charge more for deep.
Well, Kathy won't block the road. She doesn't want anybody too close to her. I gotta buy 4 plots, so we got lots of road.
That's all I got.
It's kind of like buying a property on the county or something like that.
Well, that would see the deal.
All right, council report, Justin.
I don't really have anything tonight that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, Kevin?
Well, I just would like to thank everybody that got involved with the celebration. And honestly, I thought, all things considered, it went very well. And got quite a good feedback from it, too. So I want to thank, I wasn't there for all of the setting up stuff, but got there as soon as it was starting and just kind of observed there. Things was going really well. I'll bet it didn't take over an hour to clean it up, did it, Coulter?
Oh, we had about 8:30, Kevin.
Did you have a good turnout?
Yeah.
Well, there was a steady line till 20 to 8.
Yeah. And then it was a few trickled in, but it just kind of wound down. It's like people knew when it was supposed to end and they'd been there and done that, so.
Colleen was very nervous at first because she thought it was taking too long to let up take pictures.
Well, I think we were all looking at that line of cars and thought, oh, flip, if we have 5 minutes with every car,
it worked out great, though.
It did. As things got rolling, and you know, the youth council jumped in there and I think was telling them, you know, if you're going to want pictures, you know, just be ready to jump out and Not Billy Dally, and...
Yeah, Natalie was up there doing that, and then they have my son and daughter that were kind of down by the cars that were waiting in line, and they were dancing around and entertaining and playing with the kids in the car, and
yeah,
kind of helped too.
Good, good. All in all, I think it, I mean, we're learning a lot of new tricks with this COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know, we can, we're learning that we can do things, still have a good thing, and,
Can you imagine how great it's going to be when we don't have this stuff?
Yes.
Well, a celebration, that's going to be in itself.
Gosh. We'll have a special party.
Everybody will be hooked on the technology and they won't want to do it.
Oh, everybody will just want to stay home.
Yeah.
Not me, I don't like looking at people's faces on cameras.
I found one thing, that on a Zoom meeting, your meetings get done, they... You get down to business, you get them, and they're over. You don't.
Yeah, that's true that way. But I'll tell you, priesthood meetings, lessons.
Yeah, they're difficult.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
Trying to get some participation or anything in that way, it's just.
As far as work goes, though, it's pretty good.
It's work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things that just don't.
Yeah, don't.
Well, work that spirit either. Just doesn't come through that computer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I still got to do some things on my landscaping and whatnot, because I know Jolene needs to know that stuff early, you know, so. But other than that, that's about where we're at. And I don't know what you've got planned, Mayor, but I'm thinking you're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do for Christmas.
I didn't have that planned, but we can talk.
Well, you bring it up. Well, maybe it is part of mine, but if it is part of mine, I would just maybe throw it out there. Typically in the past, we've had kind of a Christmas get-together or dinner here for the city employees and whatnot. This year, I don't know if it's been talked about at all, Jimmy, but... whatever we would dare do or want to do, maybe want to do is better word, but if there's some things we'd like to do for some kind of a city celebration or Christmas party, and if not, well, maybe what can we do for our employees by way of showing our appreciation and wishing them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So speaking on that, we talked about that, I guess in the annual you'd have it on Christmas Eve. We just said there was no way we could do it.
No, not on Christmas Eve.
The city employees did receive a bonus, full-time, part-time, and according to how many hours they had worked, they did receive a bonus.
They've already received a Christmas bonus, okay.
Yep, they did get that.
Mm-hmm.
Done the same as last year.
And so it was, sounds like it's been talked about, so it was a consensus, don't worry about any kind of a...
No.
I think no party. I figured we wouldn't worry about any kind of a party.
In fact, I've had a lot of people say they didn't like it because they would sooner be with their families.
Well, not on Christmas, yeah.
On Christmas Eve, it's like, no way are we going to do it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know what the circumstances was.
Well, it was at lunchtime. It was just before everybody left for the...
Left for home.
Yeah, we had it at lunch up there.
Because there's a lot of people that's already taken vacation during that week. So that's why they said they didn't really want to come back for just a party, which is understandable. In fact, we had scheduled one for sometime in November, and then we had to cancel it because that's what we were going to try and do a little earlier.
Yeah.
And then we had to actually cancel that one, so that's why you guys never did find out about it. We scheduled one and then canceled it, so it's like, yeah, there's no reason to tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
We scheduled it, and the next week is when they decided to go to the new...
Yeah. The new high-low, and so it's like, okay, we can't do this, so it's quickly canceled.
See, we're simplifying a lot of things.
We are.
Well, if everybody's happy and hooked off, then I'm good too.
And we thought we'd be better off to give them their Christmas bonus a little ahead of time so they'd have time to use it. So
good. Thank you.
So, yeah. Russ.
Well, I've got a lot of reports on the drive-through. They thought that was pretty cool. A lot of people, they enjoyed it. I talked to Steph, and as far as I know, everything's running well at the winter sports. Registered, moving on. No problems with the COVID or anything, so that's all I got.
Just to let you know, on the rec, I know there's been a bunch of, especially women, playing pickleball. They've met with Stephanie, and she's ordered a couple of nets so they can do it in the rec center here as it gets cold. So that's one thing I'd like to see us do too, is we get that going, as we're able to advertise it to where some of our seniors could have more of an activity to go do. So
I was listening on the radio, somewhere they got a little ice skating rink. And I thought,
Ephraim? Was it down in Ephraim?
Is that Ephraim?
Ephraim.
They've not done that in the
Yeah.
I thought, you know, if we dug down where all our tree limbs and everything are stacked up down there and had a bonfire, burned them up. But if we had us a little ice skating rink, Colt would probably go on the weird on this end.
We just used to let a little out from sewer ponds and get out.
Yeah.
Plenty of firewood down there.
Yeah, there's plenty of firewood.
Wouldn't smell like that.
I was only kidding. I wasn't being serious about that.
Some people really have hepatitis shots before they get it.
Well, that'd be a big hassle anyway, because you'd have liabilities.
You would have a lot of liability on that.
Yeah, keep your phone.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, we'd have found a hole in the fence and just went and done it anyway.
Yeah. I can remember going below Ephraim on the old river down there.
And skating.
And ice skating, getting behind the horse. They'd run the horse down the bank just as hard as it can go, and they'd be back there on a rope on an ice skate.
No, I wouldn't want to be on an ice skate.
Then later on, I went to the three-wheelers.
Yeah.
That didn't work out so well one day. The three-wheeler went off the bank and through the fence, and it was an ugly little affair. But we was having a large time. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Rondi?
I don't have anything to report, Mayor. I've still got some work to do on our cemetery burial fees and
okay.
Some more research to do there. I didn't get to it since our last meeting, but
hey, Ron,
maybe, yeah.
Reach out to Sandra and kind of talk to her. She would like to be included on setting the new fee.
Okay.
Before you do that, I want to know so I can get mine bought on the old fees.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's big rock out there and stuff. I mean, that's going to be a lot more labor involved to.
We need you to keep track of time digging them. Maybe it would be nice even on the ones you dig, maybe a little better so we can see how it is costing to what we're charging.
Me digging them, or do you want it? Average person digging.
I think we need to have both.
Because the time's going to vary.
That's what I'm saying. If we.
What operator I have digging.
So we have a kind of an estimate of how long it does take you to open and close them and.
Yeah.
Give us a better idea of where we stand and our weekends and, you know, how you're doing everything that way.
Okay.
Normally, dig them usually about an hour, unless you're on your snags. You haven't done them in an hour.
You know, and with the apprentices and with the soil conditions and everything, first of all, it's a good opportunity for the less experienced ones to get some experience and even get to be better.
I've been rotating the guys through.
Yeah, so, you know.
It depends on how tight the grade is, too, I'm sure.
The downfall, though, they can also hit a lot of headstones.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I would think you might got to have a journeyman watching over them, but
it
might take a little while.
It's tough to go out there in some of the sections.
You just dig it, put it straight in the back of a truck, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Pull that off right there.
Yeah. Unless the rock will fit in the truck, then.
That's what I'm wondering, this new part, what we're going to do if we get a rock the size of a dump truck. Guess we just close that section down.
That might.
We've jackhammered the base.
You might wake some people up.
We've had to do that. We've had to get bigger track a lot there before. So
how?
We've made it work.
Oh,
all Leroy Stubbs is when I go get the actual big track hole and get a rock out of it.
There's some coonies out there.
That was a little cautious, because I mean, when you get that big of a hole out there to get a rock out, but we have control.
You're in trouble, huh?
It was terrible on that bonnet and stuff, and that's 15 feet away. It was a big ugly rock, so.
Okay, Rusty.
That's all I have, Mayor. Other than, I never did get an email from David Shields from Sunrise on that.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, you did?
He sent one today, so that's what I was, if you was.
Okay.
You guys should all have that on the update.
I haven't looked at emails today, so tell us what it says.
So the couple survey field work is scheduled for tomorrow. We're working on the division of drinking water, the details of the pilot study, drawings and contract documents are underway. On the water impact fee analysis, we now have a completed draft going through internal quality control. We expect to have a draft ready for the city to review next week. Also get an update on the trail project. I kind of talked into that, I'm sure Martin will. You want a bit more, but here are the details.
You don't recognize me.
Says we expect to have a work release this over tomorrow soon. Once the work release is returned, we'll begin work on the feasibility study for this project. Funding for the project is passed through. Funding package with UDOT, the city has received a letter from UDOT with directions on receiving the funds. Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like everything's going home pretty good.
The looks of the way things are going this winter.
We might need another one.
I know, we got things underway.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, because that'll add to our culinary water source.
Yep.
Probably affect our irrigation more than our culinary.
It affects both, though.
It does. I mean, they're all one and the same.
Yeah.
One tastes a little better when you drink it.
Yeah. Anything else you have, Sam?
That's it. That's the only thing that's really bad for water and that.
I hope you don't want to say the irrigation tastes better when you drink it.
No, not at all.
I'm just kidding you.
Speaking of the water project, it looks like Zions is going to make us a better offer than Cache Valley. Got a couple more details to get. It looks like it's going to be like 1.12% on the bridge loan. I need to get with Dave and do a little more work on that, and hopefully we'll have that ready to present for approval next council meeting.
Are they going to do it all at once, or as we draw it down?
As we draw it down. And then the interest is only due, I forget, is it like quarterly? So it seems like it's just what we wanted.
Yeah.
So, looks really good. Because Cache Valley was like 1.76. So just...
1.2,
yeah, we just got to make sure there's not a lot of fees attached to it. Mm-hmm. I think Cache Valley wanted the closing fee and different things. So we just need to verify a couple of them with some bonds that they've wanted the bond attorney associated with and different things, so. And they'll actually...
It's actually been more meaning of that.
Yeah.
On their requirements.
Yeah. They're actually willing to, even they're going to give us an extra year just in case our project runs longer. Mm. In case we do have a hiccup that, you know.
Sure.
So, it looks like a really good funding deal. We'll make sure on it and let you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So that is moving forward. And let's see, we took that stuff. I think that's all I had.
Well, I think we were hoping that they could get all of this stuff done during the winter. So early spring, bids and stuff could go out on any of the construction projects associated.
We're hoping to drill this winter.
Yeah.
And then the worst thing is with the treatment plant, we have to do that test for 3 months, that pilot. So that's what's, it may be next summer before we get the treatment plant in because of the test and everything. So pilot program.
Well, I'm interested to see what the results are on that.
See what we can find.
Yep.
Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Russ makes the motion to adjourn.
One second of that.
Four seconds, take your pick. Before you leave, though, you gotta sign these. Here, I'll start passing that.